In Florida, we have a place for you. Not only do we understand your aspirations, we're ready for them. For all the amazing things your future holds, we hold the key. Florida, the future is here.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Hi, I'm Tanya Bustos reporting from the newsroom in New York. So automation has taken aim at the traditional advisory business and their fees. Lately, services use algorithms to generate investment advice, and they can deliver it online, charge low fees, and it's really pressuring the traditional advisory business. Let's get a little bit more on the current state of affairs. Joining us now in studio is The Wall Street Journal's Ann Turgeson. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
So, Ann, automation is threatening a lot of industries, a lot of businesses. Now we're finding that it's even threatening the most personal business, personal finance, particularly the business of advice. How has automation been making its way into the personal finance world over the years?
Sure. So automation started to make its way into the advice business right about 2009, 2010, when a bunch of their so-called robo-advisors launched. And these were at the outset largely independent startup companies that had a whole different way of providing financial advice, which was really to use computers and algorithms to gather data about their customers and then to kind of spit out these recommendations and investment portfolios for them. And since then, what's happened over the last like 2 years in particular is that a lot of the large financial services companies, including names like Vanguard and Schwab, mm-hmm. have adopted in whole or in part automation in these new ventures that they're launching to provide financial advice to clients for much less, much lower fees.
So when you look at a financial firm that counts on advice as a source of profits, you know, there's a lot of implications there for business. How heavily has business been impacted?
Right. So it's very hard to measure because the financial advice industry is very diffuse and disperse and varied. And so it kind of ranges from, you know, the solo operation where it's just one man or one woman in an office downtown to, you know, these very large companies like Vanguard launching this advisory service or, you know, companies like Morgan Stanley and Merrill Lynch. Mm-hmm. So it's hard to measure the impact, but it is clear that a lot of these firms are feeling the need to respond. You know, a lot of the bigger companies, the Merrill Lynch's, the Morgan Stanley's, are launching automated divisions themselves in an effort to sort of everybody's sort of looking to keep younger to retain the younger people that they used to say, go away,
right?
Come back in 10 years when you have some money, and then we'll talk then. Well, now they don't want to do that. They want to serve them with automation. And that is really pressuring prices.
Right, right. And the demand for advice is still alive and well, right? Clients are still looking for advice. Has the shift changed as of late? Are people more inclined to just ask for financial advice or look for financial advice lately?
Right. So it's really been growing. If you think back to the late 90s during the bull market, there was all this enthusiasm for do-it-yourself investing. Mm-hmm. And there was this whole idea that because the market would go up, you know, 15-20% a year, that, you know, it was like shooting fish in a barrel. You didn't need to pay an expert. All you needed to do was buy a couple tech stocks,
and
you would make yourself a millionaire. So at that point, there really wasn't a lot of demand for advice. But since the tech stock bubble burst in 2000, and then in particular since 2008, people really have been feeling that they need help, they want help, they're no longer comfortable kind of going it alone in the market. And then on top of that, you've got this huge wave of baby boomer retirements. Mm. And, you know, as people get close to retirement and as they retire, they really feel like they've come up against a huge set of complexities in trying to make these, you know, 401k type assets last. You know, it used to be that people had pensions and they were given monthly income, and now they have to figure that out. So they do need help and they want help, and there's a huge amount of demand for it.
We're speaking to the Wall Street Journal's Ann Turgeson about how automation is taking aim at financial advisors. You're listening to Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
We know you well. You who became a multimillionaire at 43, and you who was born one. We know you, who loses sleep over how your kids will deal with inheriting a fortune. And you, no longer getting a paycheck, but not needing one either. And also you, who doesn't have to work, but can't help not to. You serial entrepreneur, you. At BNY Mellon Wealth Management, we know because we know you well. And that gives us the necessary insight to help you grow, protect, and transfer your wealth. BNY Mellon is the corporate brand of the Bank of New York Mellon Corporation and its subsidiaries.
Thanks for joining us. Ultimately, the goal is to provide good enough quality advice at a much lower price. But is that good enough? Do people tend to be happy with automated advice? What did you find in your research?
Well, I think it really just depends on the person. And I think when you asked before about how advisors are responding to this, a lot of advisors are feeling great pressure to add services to distinguish themselves from the sort of automated or semi-automated services. Okay. So at a bare minimum, I think most advisors, including a lot of the automated and semi-automated services, are providing financial planning and they're providing investment advice. And so, if that's what you need, then, you know, the people we spoke to tend to be pretty happy with some of these, you know, robo-type or partially robo-services. If you have more complicated needs, then I think, you might be better off looking for somebody who can provide something that's going to be very kind of tailor-made to your needs.
Right. Ann Turgeson, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
For more on Ann Turgeson's coverage, you can head to WSJ.com. This has been Your Money Matters from The Wall Street Journal. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.
Follow The Wall Street Journal on your favorite podcast app. Search WSJ on Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Google Play Music, Stitcher, and any Amazon Alexa device. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.